Now, the key to successful barbecue sauce is using just the right amount of ingredients. A little bit of salt, a tiny bit of pepper, and let's give it a try, okay? Here we go. Not bad, but you know, I'm feeling a little wacky tonight, kids. I'm feeling a little nutty. What do you say we put in a little lemon juice, huh? Okay, lemon juice. Where's the lemon juice? Lemon juice. Where's the lemon juice? Here it is. Just
waiting. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, boys. I missed you, too. All right, now, we're going to add just a splash of lemon juice. Very good. And we give it a big taste, okay? Woo! Wow, that brought it to life, didn't it? Hey, you want to try some, son? How about you? You want to try some? Okay, more for me. Yeah, it needs a little more lemon juice. Thank you.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Everybody, who's your favorite rhino?
Rigby the Rhino.
Rigby will be right back, so don't touch that remote. Here he comes. It's Action Rigby. He's an action figure. He's a party animal. He's your sleepy time pal.
Good night, Rigby. We love you.
And Rigby loves you, too. Send for yours now. Sleepy Time Slumber Cots sold separately.
Remember, kids, you can see me in person at...
the Bayview Mall today from 2 to 4.
We'll see you there.
You sure will. Boy, I hope my Action Rigby comes today.
Yeah, we've been waiting forever.
Daddy!
Mail's still not here.
Hey, did you order the Sleepy Time Slumber Cot?
Nah, I haven't told Stephanie yet, but Rigby's getting her bed.
Hey, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Listen, I can't go with you to see Phantom of the Opera tonight.
Oh, come on, Joey. It's not that scary.
Joey, Vicky was flying in for this. We were all going to go out together.
Hey, what can I do? My date just called and canceled.
Wow, it's kind of last minute. I hope she has a good excuse.
She's getting married.
That's a good excuse.
Hey, Deej, why don't you and Steve use the tickets?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you guys so much. You know, I have the perfect dress, but I want to do something really special with my hair.
Oh, Deej, why don't you go to my man Alejandro?
Alejandro's very exclusive. Do you think he'll take me?
Well, I'll write you a letter of reference. And look, don't worry. Once you pass the written test, the oral's a snap.
Hey,
Hey, guys. What do you think of DJ's hair?
Yikes. Yikes.
Now I'm scaring the dog. You know, I could have gone to Alejandro, but no. I had to go to Mr. Tony so you could get your free neck shave.
I'm sorry, Deej. I guess that lightning strike you took was more severe than I thought. Hey, guys.
Yikes.
I don't want to hear it.
Hey, Kimmy.
Ah, nice smooth neck.
Thank you.
Michelle, your action Rigby's here.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Hey, Epic Pot is here too.
Hey. Nothing's here but a book. They forgot Rigby.
Michelle. I think that's a catalog to order more Rigby stuff. Oh, wait. See this little orange packing peanut? Say hello to Action Rigby.
This can't be it. Doesn't fly? Doesn't dance? Do something!
Oh, Danny, how romantic. Practicing carrying me across a threshold.
Well, actually, Vicky, I just waxed the landing and high heels can be murder.
Oh.
Oh, you. Hey, lovebirds. Get a cage. Hey. Sorry.
Did you guys do this threshold thing when you were married?
Of course.
Man, you were heavy.
I was carrying the luggage.
Hey, Mr. Tanner.
Hey.
Look, thanks for inviting me to the play and all, but do you know how to get a grease stain out of a sport jacket?
Well, Steve, it should be no problem. It depends if it's had a chance to set. When did it happen?
Well, let's see. Today's Saturday, right? So that'd be 5 years ago.
Steve, can you believe this hair?
I love it.
Are you kidding? It's awful.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, I hate it.
Steve, you just said you loved it.
No, but that was before I knew that you hated it. See?
So what you're saying is you just lied to me.
No. What I'm saying is, well, whatever you want to hear.
I don't want to hear that.
Well, then that's not what I said.
Okay, all right, let's not panic here. I'm sure that we can fix this.
Yeah, we can just wash it out and start all over.
Should have gone to Alejandro.
I know. Look, Jess, we may have to get into your emergency hair care stash.
All right, just use that little red hammer to break the glass.
Come on, DJ, don't worry. I'm sure it'll look beautiful no matter what you do to it.
Nice try.
Oh, Steven.
What'd I do?
He wants to know what he did.
You waffled.
Major waffle.
See, the first thing you did was you said something nice.
That was good. But then you backed off. That was bad.
For example, a woman wants to know if the dress she's wearing makes her look heavy. The answer is, of course not.
Sometimes I like to mix it up with,
No, you're not fat. I think it's just thick material.
Okay, now it's your turn, okay? DJ asks you, do you think that girl walking by in the string bikini is attractive? The answer is?
No.
Incorrect. The correct answer is, what girl? I didn't see a girl.
I don't know what you're talking about.
See, that's the correct answer. See, Steven, women are, what's the word I'm looking for? Overly sensitive about their appearance. So it is our job as men to make the woman in our life feel good about herself.
So, basically what you're saying is that no matter how DJ looks, it's always my job to tell her she looks like a hot babe.
Exactly, but, since we're talking about my daughter here, would you mind replacing the words hot babe with, excellent student?
Joey?
Can you guys give me a little push here? One. Oh, man, it's break time.
Joey, Stephanie said it got ripped off.
She did. Look at the giant action Rigby they sent her.
On the commercial, it was humongous.
Well, they do say TV adds about 10 pounds.
So I did get ripped off.
Oh, Michelle, hey, that just happens sometimes. Tell you what, let me show you something, okay? When I was a kid, I wanted to be a ventriloquist, right? So I sent away for this. Mr. Talkie. Look, his mouth is painted on. So, how are you, Mr. Talkie? Thank you, Mr. Talkie. So the point is, Michelle, everyone gets taken sometimes.
You mean you can't do anything?
Well, I think I saw an 800 number in the catalog.
We don't have time to dial 800 numbers.
No. Michelle, you see, we'll talk later. Come on, let's go make a phone call. Let's go, you guys.
It's ringing. I'll put it on speakerphone.
Hi, and welcome to Rigby the Rhino International. Press 1 if your Rigby pen is leaking. Press 2 if your Rigby sticker turned everything in the wash orange.
Remind me to cross those off my Christmas list.
Press 3 if you're dissatisfied with the size of your action Rigby.
That's us.
It's not the size of your action Rigby that's important. It's the fun you bring to it. Have a happy Rigby day.
Have a happy Rigby day? The nerve of those guys. At least they could pretend to care.
I spent all my Tooth Fairy money, and all I got was a hole in my mouth and a piece of junk.
I got it. Hey, Denise.
I got ripped off. Me too.
Guys, you gotta give it up, because there's nothing you can do.
Huh. There's plenty we can do. Rigby's at the mall today, right?
Right. But I don't want to see him.
Oh, we're going to see him, all right. In fact, we're going to get all your friends, and we're going to rattle that rhino's horn.
Wow, Joey, you're steamed.
Ooh, I hate that rhino.
All right, here's what we're going to do, okay? We're going to go to the mall.
Nostrils flared and makes a ferocious sound.
Ahoo!
Ahoo! Helps you learn it's that pachyderm. I'm orange, so dig me. I'm Rigby.
Okay, kids, let's do it.
Rigby is a ripper. Rigby is a ripper. Rigby is a ripper. Rigby is a ripper. Rigby is a ripper.
What seems to be the problem, little rhinos?
No, it's okay, Michelle. Go ahead, tell them how you feel. Go on.
Rigby, I'm Michelle Tanner. I live at 1882 Gerard Street.
Ooh, and your point is?
How come in the commercial, action Rigby was big and fun, and all I got was this?
Hold it up, you can't see it.
I am holding it up. I was going to bring this in for show and tell, but there's nothing to show.
Yeah! Yeah! Hey, kids, take it easy.
You know, Rigby, you've done more than rip off little kids' money. You've ripped off their innocence. How do you sleep at night? Especially with that horn.
Rigby is a ripoff.
Rigby is a ripoff. Rigby is a ripoff. Rigby is a ripoff. Rigby is a ripoff. Rigby is a ripoff.
Rigby is a ripoff. Rigby is a ripoff. Well, so long, kids. I gotta go powder my horn. Get the limo ready.
Let's go.
Rigby, stay away! Follow that rhino!
Show's over. Rigby has left the building. Now, all you protesters, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave peacefully. Let's go.
Pardon me, but these kids are just exercising their right of free speech.
Yeah, a little old to be a Rigby fan, aren't you, fella?
Well, you're never too old to defend the Constitution.
Look, this This here is a private mall. The Constitution ends at the Gap.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna leave, but it's not because we're afraid of you. It's because I can't pull my pants up any higher. Let's go, kids.
Okay, there you go. Looks like hair again.
Thanks, guys. You know, I can't believe Steve lied to me about my hair.
Should we tell her? I think she's ready. It's time you learn the facts about men.
Oh, it's okay. They gave us the pamphlet in fifth grade.
We know the pamphlet. Yes, this goes way beyond the pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you ask a man, how do I look, men become, how do I put this nicely, spineless jellyfish. Yes, you made what is considered the classic rookie mistake. You asked a man what he thought and expected the truth.
I know you guys are a lot older than me, but... Did I say older? I meant wiser. But I can't believe what you're saying about men.
It's true. When it comes to how we look, guys will always avoid confrontation.
They would rather hand over the remote.
You're exaggerating.
No, I'm not. Should we put it to the test?
She's got to learn sometime.
Hi, Steve. Next scenario. DJ has just come home from the beauty parlor, and it looks like her hair was greased with crankcase oil. You say,
"Wow, your hair looks beautiful. Not dry like other girls."
That is excellent, Stephen. Complimentary without the hint of waffle.
Okay, Deej, watch and learn.
Well, don't you guys look nice?
All right, Steve-O, watch and learn. Becky, you are a vision of... What's with the shoes? You forgot to change your shoes.
What, you don't like them? I thought they looked cute.
Oh, hey, babe, cute as a bug. I can't tell you how many times I saw Michael Jordan and thought, ooh, cute shoes.
Thanks, honey. That's sweet.
See? Yeah, that was a nice recovery that you were learning from a master over there.
I'm ready.
Vicky. Sweetheart. Are you shopping at SeaWorld again, honey?
Oh, you mean the earrings? Aren't these great?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're fabulous. you know, the great thing about them is when I nibble on your ear, I can listen to the ocean.
Ooh.
See?
Steve, that was beautiful. Why aren't you taking notes?
I'm ready.
All right. Go get him, killer.
Wow, Deej, you look... like nothing I've ever seen.
Well, I'm going for an evening look. What do you think?
Well, on the positive side, you're an excellent student.
I'm talking about my makeup. Do you like it?
Oh, guys, I can't do it. DJ, you're so naturally beautiful. Why are you wearing all that goop? You know, your face looks like a parrot exploded.
I love you, Steve.
Eh, guys, see, not every woman is overly sensitive.
Overly sensitive.
Oh, overly deriving from the Greek word overopolis, meaning just enough or the perfect amount of sensitivity.
See, Steve, I knew you would be honest with me. Aunt Becky and Vicky were trying to prove that men would say anything to avoid confrontation.
Well, we won't say anything to avoid confrontation. Look, if there's something on our minds, we say it.
Hey, right on, brother man.
Brother man! And besides, I knew you were fooling me with those shoes the whole time.
Yeah, and I knew those earrings were a joke.
I love these earrings.
So do I.
I'm joking.
So was I.
Brother man.
Brother man.
Well, I think that proves our point. You know what? We should get ready before we're late. And, you know, you guys, you could really learn something from Steve here.
I can't do it, guys.
You're so naturally beautiful.
Guys, guys, come on. I thought you avoided confrontation.
Yeah, in the house. Get out. Come on, you guys, there's nothing to feel down about. Sometimes just making a stand is a victory in itself. It took a lot of courage to get up on that stage and tell that rhino how you felt.
But I'm just a little kid. He didn't even listen to me. Yeah, he sure got his tail out of there pretty fast.
Yeah, but all those kids heard you guys today. And you might have saved them from wasting their allowance or their tooth fairy money on an action Rigby. You guys made a big difference today.
Won't feel different.
Hi. Is my little buddy, Michelle Tanner here?
Sure. Just a second. Michelle, let's rip off the rhino!
Well, aren't you just a thimble full of catnip? Hi, Michelle.
May I help you?
Look, Rigby, haven't you ripped off enough kids today? Why don't you just take your plastic and peddle it someplace else?
Whoa. Hear me out, big fella. I got a surprise for you, Michelle. I'm sending everyone who ordered one of those dinky action Rigbys one of these big plush made in Taiwan super cuddly huggable Rigbys.
This is more like it. Thanks, Rigby.
No, thank you, Michelle, for reminding me that making kids happy is what Rigby's all about.
Anytime, Rigby.
Oh, shucks.
See? You guys can make a difference. I'm very proud of both of you.
You know, he really is nice.
I'd take a bullet for that rhino.
Well, gotta go. So long, guys.
Wait, Rigby, aren't you going to do the Rigby dance?
Oh, well, Rigby's playing racquetball with Big Bird tonight, but what the heck? Hit it! Who comes on the air with his nostrils flared and makes a ferocious sound?
Ahoo!
Who helps you learn? It's that pachyderm. I'm orange, so dig me. I'm Rigby.